Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 7:38. It's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. And it's another very busy morning with news that Manchester United have parted company with Erik ten Hag. And quick off the mark this morning, well, late last night even, speculation mounting that they've already lined up Ruben Amorim. He is with Sporting Lisbon, very highly rated, very young coach, but he's had incredible success there already. Ten Hag leaves the club, which is 14th in the Premier League, 3 league wins from their 9 matches of the campaign. And speaking at a press briefing yesterday, Amorim said he was expecting a question about the United job, but he was not prepared to talk about it. So sometimes when you say nothing at all, it just fuels the speculation even more. Ruud van Nistelrooy has taken charge on an interim basis. Former Liverpool player Jamie Carragher believes that Ineos, the new part owners who are now running the club, have a lot of questions to answer.
Yeah, it should have happened in the summer, and that's not on Erik ten Hag, that's on the new ownership model who've come into the club, and all they've done is kick the can down the road for, what is it, 9 league games that Manchester United have played this season and cost themselves £200 million in terms of, bringing players in the summer who the manager would have identified, who maybe came to the club as well because they had a relationship with the manager in the past. And it just seems daft, really, the fact that they kept him in the job, because it was always inevitable this was going to happen. Listen, for Erik ten Hag, it's been going wrong basically for 18 months, but I don't think Ineos have made a great start since they've come into the club as well. Everyone felt it'd be completely different to the Glazers, but it's early days for them. But I think the summer's been a mess, and it's cost them basically £150 to £200 million that they didn't need to waste. They could have given that to the manager on players exactly who he wants, or the club see fit, not more players that Erik ten Hag wants.
Also, controversy at the Ballon d'Or Awards last night. It was a Spanish double in terms of the men's and women's awards. Manchester City's Rodri winning the men's award, and the female award going to Atiana Bonmati of Barcelona. But Real Madrid snubbed the awards. They pulled a delegation of about 50 people out, including some of their star players, their manager and officials. There had been speculation that Vinicius Jr. would be named the best player in the world, and they obviously got wind of it an hour or two before the ceremony and just pulled the plug. The Irish women's soccer team faced Georgia tonight in the second leg of the European playoff semi-final. They won the first leg 6-0, and they'll confirm a place in the playoff final against Wales or Slovakia tonight. 7:30 kick-off at Tallaght Stadium. The game live on RTÉ2, The Player, and on RTÉ Radio 1 Extra. Looking ahead to that a little bit later on. Athlone Town will play Bray in the League of Ireland First Division playoff. After a weekend of drama and upsets in the club championship, we got another one yesterday. Feakle won their first Clare County hurling title in 36 years. They beat Six Mile Bridge in the decider, and Adam Hogan was overcome with emotion when he spoke to Martin Kiley after.
Adam Hogan, it's been an incredible year for you. Fitzgibbon, a league in all Ireland, and a county with your club.
Yeah, most of them. Think about it, it's great. Well, the best days of my life, I can't wait to celebrate it with my best friends.
Yeah, look, I suppose you can really see what it means, Adam, to all the people in your parish, because they all seem to be in the middle of the field here.
Yeah. Speaking of specials, all hurling. You saw for an Ireland final, everyone come out. Thanks all sports come out. They drove us on. They believed in us, and they pushed us over the line, get the bridge.
And when you look at it, you've had great days with Clare this year, but it's been an incredible year for your hurling career, possibly only starting, but to finish it with a county, with your club, is incredible.
Yeah, a special year, I suppose. I'm not looking towards them, but like, I just can't wait to spend it with just my friends. But yeah, I suppose looking back in a few years' time, it'll be a special year, 2024. Win a county final, last time was 35 years my dad was playing, so it's special, special times.
And look at, there was a big build-up to this, but, you were playing against the bridge, you couldn't take nothing for granted.
We knew the calibre of bridge, and last 7 finals, they've been in 4 of them, won them, I think, so we knew we had to win our A game at first, or forwards worked like demons, and my God, down to the forwards, we won the game, thank God.
Yeah, I'd say there's good celebrations there last night. Well to them all. Well done to them all.